All the unrest in the Middle East has pushed Pakistan from the headlines, but that country remains vitally important to the United States. Mostly, that's because of its proximity to Afghanistan. The Pakistani city Peshawar is one of the gateways into Afghanistan via the famed Khyber Pass. The city is also under constant attack from the Pakistani Taliban. Reporter Mustafa Kadri recently spent time with members of an anti-Taliban tribal militia, or Lashkar, on the outskirts of Peshawar.
It's been a relatively quiet winter in Peshawar with few bombings, and there's a sense that life is slowly returning to normal. But take a short drive north of the city and the situation is quite different. The village of Adazai marks the boundary between Peshawar city and the tribal areas and is under constant attack from the Pakistan Taliban movement. Once a quiet little hamlet, Adazai now looks more like a medieval fortress, a veritable Alamo looking out towards the Khyber Pass and regions under Taliban control. A point not lost on Lashkar member Irshad, who takes me up a tower topped with a giant machine gun looking out towards the tribal areas.
I think that our village is a battlefield. We are fighting for our village and everyone is trying their best. Inshallah, they are finished. Taliban is finished quickly. Taliban is coming front to mountain. So we are starting firing gun from every home. This 200, 300, 500 home, from all home they are firing guns. So they are run away from here, they are not doing anything.
The night before, suspected Taliban militants blew up two homes on the outskirts of Adazai. Only a few months earlier, the local girls' school was also blown up. The situation has forced the men of Adazai, mostly farmers and day labourers, to become soldiers. Irshad and others even left their jobs overseas to defend their homes.
We are thinking that we are save Peshawar from destruction because we are in the front line. If you see in Matni, in Srakhawra, that is near Peshawar, they have no Taliban. Because of us, because we are in the front line,
as we talk, the hum of an army helicopter resounds from above, heading off on an operation against the Taliban in Khyber Tribal Agency.
What would happen to you if you went to one of the neighbouring tribal areas?
Our neighbour areas from Taliban.
They
are killers. If we are going there, and Dara Damkhil, they are killers. That is very simple.
And if you capture one of them?
Yeah, we are kill them because there is the enemies of Islam, they are the enemies of our country and they are enemies of us.
It is a stark equation, kill or be killed, made ever more stark by the fact that the men of Adazai personally know many of the people who fight with the Taliban, as Lashkar member Hafiz Sajid Raza explains.
Yes, we still know quite a few Taliban. Some came from our village. And those from outside our village, I know about 80%, because I was involved in local elections and in sporting tournaments from before the fighting, volleyball and cricket. You get to know people better. There's one man called Qari Ayub. He's also a school teacher. He used to come to our school here frequently when I was a student and at volleyball tournaments. Now he's a Taliban commander. Yes, the Taliban who killed my father in Karachi. We just captured his brother, who is also involved in the Taliban, and we killed him. Just one bullet to the head, and he was dead.
In the afternoon, Lashkar members take me to a hilltop used by the Taliban to fire rockets at the village.
It's such a beautiful landscape. It's just green and sand colour. There's a bit of a dust and mist on the horizon. It looks like you're a few hundred years ago in the past. You're only 20 minutes drive from Peshawar city.
This is a point that they are coming from this side. So we are duty every night at here. That is a danger point. Because above this side, that is another village. They have no control, nothing. That is rocket launcher is fired from over Hujra, which night Taliban is coming through this mountain. So we are firing from Hujra and they have targeted this place.
It's a big, big hole in the ground.
Yeah, this is a big hole because this is a rocket launcher. You see before one day. Yeah, rocket launcher.
The call to prayer rings out at dusk and night falls on the village. Young men gather in the Hujra, something of a community safe house at the heart of Adazai village, waiting for their turn in the night patrols. Eventually, Irshad tells me it's time to go.
So it's dead of night right now. It's about 11, if not 12 o'clock at night. This is the time when the Taliban strike.
Yeah.
And we've just left the Hujra, which is the main meeting place in the village. Yeah. We're going to be scoping the entire village.
Yeah.
You can see these big walls all around. It's like we're basically about to patrol the edges of the castle. So we're really on the front line here.
You can see every night the person is duting here from different homes. You see this one, this, and they are duting here at night, every night.
While on patrol, I ask some of the Lashkar members looking out for possible Taliban attacks what their guard duty entails. I ask Hafiz Sergeant Raza, whom we met earlier, how often they do these patrols.
What do you do? Har raat karte. Har raat karte.
Har raat karte.
Every night, daily, two or three guys do a circuit around the village, check on the patrols. If there's an emergency, they gather all the young men. It's been about 3 years now. Every night we go on patrol until at least 2 a.m.
Another Lashkar member says he's out on patrol even later.
Every night I'm on duty until 5 a.m. We're fighting against the Taliban to stop their atrocities.
Another night patrol passes. This time, thankfully, with few disruptions. But it is only a matter of time before the fighting commences again. 2 days after I left Adazai, the Taliban again bombed the girls' school that had already been damaged by a previous attack. A stark reminder that for the people of Adazai, this conflict is not a distant war, but an everyday matter of survival. For the world, this is Mustafa Qadri in Peshawar.
You can get a good visual sense of what it's like to spend time with the anti-Taliban militia members you just heard about. We have a slideshow at theworld.org.